Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Monday, the 27th day of August 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. And joining us, we have Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily. He's got a lot of sources in Virginia. That's where WorldNet Daily is based. And he's basically saying the green light is on right now for an Iran attack. Now, the green light's been on several times before. But more and more, it looks like it's headed in that direction. Could it be the October surprise? Joseph Farah will be joining us. And we'll take calls for the second half of him joining us. Or you can keel hold me. Michael Murphy tried to come on last week, but his cell phone and hotel phone sounded terrible, so I got rid of him in about 20 minutes. But very informative. The latest on aerosol spraying, chemtrails, weather manipulation. We'll take your calls when Mr. Murphy joins us as well. Obviously, we've got giant stacks of news and information to cover here today, and we're going to be going over all of it. But one of the big issues that I'm going to be discussing with Joseph Farah is the incredible admissions by the London Telegraph and other major papers of what we've known for a year and a half in Libya and about 8-9 months in Syria. U.S., British, Saudi Arabian special forces are inside Syria. So when you heard on the news, oh, there's peaceful activists being attacked by the big old meanie Assad, and that there's wonderful fighters resisting now, it is our criminal government in there trying to overthrow that country, and there's more mainstream news admitting that it's Al-Qaeda base, the heart of the liberating, loving sweetsies, the valiant freedom fighters are Al-Qaeda. That's what we call Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. So we'll be talking about that with Joe Farah coming up today. There's also a story that is finally starting to get legs, and that's good because it's very, very serious. Suzanne Posel, or Posel, writing for Infowars.com, integrates all the different reports coming out and does a great job. And the report is at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I'm going to ask Kurt Nemo right now. Susan's also the editor-in-chief over at Occupy Corporatism. But the point is, her article appearing at Infowars.com, U.S. veterans forcibly sequestered in mental hospitals is indefinite detention. Yes, that's what it is. They use the mental health laws to indefinitely detain you. Going back about 100 years ago, right at about 100 years ago, 1910 or so, all over the United States, 35 states passed laws by the 20s, but it started in 1910, where they would have mental health come grab you for racial hygiene health. That's where Hitler got the term, was from the United States and England. And they would sterilize you for a B minus. Black, white, they didn't care. They would sterilize you for a B minus. Sterilize you for a B minus. And of course, the eugenics based game has never been to, quote, make humanity better. It's actually to understand how humans work and dumb us down systematically. Also coming up later, they've announced where I live here in Austin, but it's the same nationwide. They're going to try to get rid of the summer vacation. They're trying to make people at age 2 put their kids in government training camps, where they vaccinate them and brainwash them. The more school you get, the dumber the population gets, because it's designed to confuse you and turn you into an addled, you know, social junkie that's a mindless Borg, the re-education camps. And they're going to make Austin AISD school children wear GPS tags. This is going in face scanning, hand printing to buy and sell, to get library books. It's, the Department of Defense in San Antonio runs the system. Face scanning the children as they eat their lunches, and AI computers analyze their eating patterns. More blimps being tethered over more U.S. cities. Just absolute bedlam. It is all coming up straight ahead today, an absolutely jam-packed transmission. Stay with us.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network.
PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, ladies and gentlemen, and we have Joe Farah of WorldNet Daily looking at election 2012 and the Iran strike. It's moved to the front burner, joining us. In the second hour, we're looking at chemtrails and weather manipulation with what's happening with the drought coming up in the third hour today. Here's some of the headlines. City to be watched by permanent eye in the sky. Surveillance plane will record mundane activity. New solar drones being launched that will track you 24/7. Also, there's a report about scientists able to hack the brain now with a computer and retrieve personal data. Food shortage could force world into vegetarianism, warns scientist. That's always been their plan, total social engineering. Scientists, again, as I mentioned, successfully hacking the brain to obtain private data. That's out of CBS Seattle. We're going to be going over that. Researchers find mysterious new AIDS-like disease. Funny, it's causing autoimmune diseases in rodents that are fed GMO products. You can look that up. Just type in GMO linked to autoimmune disorder. Continuing, we're going to be breaking all of this down today. Portland, Oregon, to spend $5 million to put in the equipment to poison its residents with toxic fluoride. I know I keep harping on that because now it's even in the Harvard Medical Journal, federal journals, even the American Medical Association 7 years ago was finally forced along the American Dental Association to say you shouldn't be drinking 1.5 or even one part per million sodium fluoride. And they're now saying discontinue it as use as a pesticide on crops. Yeah, you spray it on crops, it kills bugs. But still, we've gone from about 65% of the United States, same thing in Canada and England, it's very similar numbers, being fluoridated a decade ago to about 74%, last number I saw earlier this year. So they will come in and spend tens of millions of dollars, like in the case of San Antonio a few years ago, to brainwash people and the city council to finally accept it because they love you so much, even though it gives you cancer and reduces your IQ. And I'm about to get into all the other news and give the phone number out. The point is, last night I pulled into CVS on my way home and I walked up to the counter. And I had some ballpoint pens and stuff like that that my children needed. And I get up there to the counter, and they always pick managers who are big guys. I guess they're supposed to lord over people. And he asked me how my day is going. I go, it's going fine. And he goes, I recognize that voice. And there's nobody behind me in line at that time. And I go, yeah, I'm the talk show host. And he goes, yeah, you're the one that came in my store and videotaped things. In fact, guys, will you guys pull up Alex Jones and CVS exposes fluoride water for children? I meant to have you do that. It's everywhere. Or just fluoride in CVS. I'll pull it up for you. And I look at him, and he's kind of looking at me like he's angry, like I'm going to get scared here, like I'm some little employee back in the back corner he's going to lord over. And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, it's a public interest, sodium fluoride that's added to that, quote, baby formula water that you have on every end cap. Even the American Medical Association says children under 5 shouldn't be drinking fluoride water, under 6, actually. He goes, yeah, I know. I didn't believe you. And I went and looked that up and found out it's true. I found out we're phasing it out nationwide. And I said, why? Not because it's bad for people, but because it's not selling. And he said, yeah, you're right. So now there's like four people behind me because there's one person on a Sunday evening, at the checkout counters. There's four lanes of counters, one guy. Four people have stacked up, and some are smiling and looking at me, know who I am. Others looking at me like I'm crazy. I mean, whoa, we've got an American who's willing to talk. We've got an American who's willing to actually communicate with other humans. We're supposed to stay quiet, go get our fluoride water, get our Prozac, and go home and die. We're not supposed to communicate. And here's somebody in this keep your head down prison grid where everybody's supposed to go home and watch television and watch their imaginary friends and have their imaginary relationships as you drive through the neighborhoods and the windows all glow blue as people watch television and don't talk to each other anymore as our culture dies. I start going, yeah, there's poison in that water. And now he's not acting all tough guy anymore, kind of bowing up. Now he's shrinking back, embarrassed. Everybody's listening. And I'm like, yeah, I went in Walgreens, too, and showed their poison fluoride water. And I said, everybody needs to understand there's an agenda, and it's a chemical weapon. By then, he's now shrunk down, trying to literally hide behind the counter. And everybody else looks scared. And I go, that's right. You're scared of the man that talks. I walk in. There's a chemical weapon meant to brain damage babies. And I dare say something. And I dare make a video. And as I walked out, I said, but I'm getting results. And that's what matters. So you go ahead and point your finger and say I'm the bad guy. I cannot believe how religiously sheepish the public is. And even big tough guys, they'll be big and tough to their neighbor or big and tough to people they manage or big and tough to whoever. But when they get around police or bureaucrats, they're like little babies and they'll try to charm the TSA while they grope their 5-year-old daughter or son. They'll get real scared. It's fun to get scared, isn't it? But boy, let me tell you, you'll sure swagger around at the pool. Look at every guy that isn't as big and tough as you like they're a little wimp. When I bet half those little guys out there will unscrew your head like a corkscrew. The point is, I am sick and tired of it. See, I've got all this news, and I just flashed back to that last night. But I did notice, as he said that, that they didn't have end caps everywhere for the devil water, the chemical weapon. So, see, that's how it works. You start trying to intimidate me, I come right back at you. Oh, here's the video. Here's the video from CBS, shot back in March. Here it is.
Look at this. They're bombarding you everywhere with stuff that poisons you. Fluoride, which the American Dental Association has admitted for 5 years, children under five shouldn't even brush their teeth with it or drink it. Check it out for yourself. Everywhere. Nursery water for the baby with fluoride. Then you go down this aisle, and it's you versus the flu at CVS. Get your flu shot. When they admit that it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next year, big Canadian studies, and they admit they've never guessed the year before what the flu's going to be the next year. I mean, total hoax, totally worthless. Three flu shots and you double your chances of getting Alzheimer's. Just Google that, search it, look it up. They admit it. And then down here, more anti-human propaganda. Just everywhere is propaganda. Oh, CVS, you know, buy their product because it's earth-friendly. And again, there's a lot of reasonable stuff environmentally, but they tag this onto the whole eugenics, anti-human agenda. It's all about bossing you around, making you feel guilty. And you go through this place, it is just everywhere. Everywhere. And every store you go to just bombards you. You need fluoride for your kids. You need mercury-filled, you know, vaccines. You need all of this. And I noticed they push it in the chemical aisle as well.
All right, that's enough.
Flu shots, which is...
I got the flu shots right next to the fluoride water for babies. And the point is, the guy, part of the story I forgot to tell you in the conversation we had, he's like, yeah, no, it became a big thing in the company. And a search was on for where the video was produced. And I argued that it was my store. I could tell it was my store, but there's thousands of stores. And so thank you for confirming it. And he was all looking at me like I was going to literally defecate in my pants. Listen here, pal. Okay, let me explain something to you. This is how screwed up we've gotten, how helpless we've become with Stockholm Syndrome collectively, learned helplessness. I know the fluoride in that water, many times higher than it is even in the city water, is hurting little babies and is designed to reduce their IQ. And I'm angry about it. And I've been exposing Ozarka and others for about a decade since they came out with this. Okay? In fact, last night, we don't watch a lot of television. Here I am criticizing it, but we got in bed about 8 o'clock. All the kids are sitting in there on the floor. They wanted to watch a nature show. We let them watch TV maybe twice a week. We turn on a show about crocodiles. And during the ads, it was new maximum strength fluoride called Max Fluoride or something. I meant to look it up when we got here today. And it's for sore mouths. We know your gums are bleeding, and we know you've got a sore mouth. So you need more fluoride. Well, it's the fluoride actually causing that. And it's just everywhere. I mean, war on this. I declare war on it. And I think fluoride, along with the TSA, is one of the key areas we can really unify people along race, religion, color, ethnicity, whatever the case is. It's time to get angry. It's time to get aggressive. You know, in public schools nationwide, at least 5 times a year, they give them little fluoride pills that the kids are supposed to chew up. That I remember being in public school kindergarten, and then in first grade, and then after that I was sent to private school for a while, then back to public school in sixth grade. But the point is, I remember them bringing it. It looked like candy. And I remember getting sick and having to lay on the floor and vomiting in my mother's Volkswagen when she came to pick me up. See, I guess from age 5, I wasn't in a coma, and I knew if I ate something, it made me sick. It's kind of like once we were at the coast and my parents went down to one of those seafood markets and bought some shrimp and made me eat it. They're like, oh, come on, it's good. I got food poisoning from it. I don't like shrimp today. You know, it just kind of works like that. You know what I mean? I just, if I drink out of something and I get sick, I don't like it anymore. Because I'm an extremist. Because I'm a bad man. You know, I told you 17 years ago world government run by banks was coming. That they'd use a worldwide depression to bring you to your knees. Now they've done it. Does it make me right? No, I'm bad.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
About a lucky man who made the grade, and though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. Didn't notice that the lights have changed.
So I guess, in a way, I am a weirdo.
Crowd of people.
I mean, when I know that fluoride is being added to baby formula, it's being added to the water that they target just at babies, while for 6+ years it's admitted that babies shouldn't drink it. We force them with the thousands of medical studies to admit that, just like we forced them to admit that Prozac and other serotonin reuptake inhibitors is causing violent outbreaks and suicides. But still, they put it in our city water nationwide and worldwide. Where are the ambulance-chasing lawyers on that front? Suzanne Posel has a great article, again, up at Infowars.com, breaking down what we've been covering last week. U.S. veterans forcibly sequestered in mental hospitals is indefinite detention. GOP makes sure Ron Paul supporters get seats in nosebleed section of RNC. City to be watched by permanent eye in the sky. Ron Paul just made the last speech of his political career. Ron Paul, I don't fully endorse Romney for president. Well, you can't because you're going to endorse all his policies. Doesn't mean you support Obama either. Nosy neighbor call brings SWAT team down on gun owner just because they saw him cleaning a gun on his back porch. Man, that even happens in Texas, and the cops come. They want to demonize the Second Amendment, man. I tell you, it's just to create this perception it's illegal. And, of course, what got me ranting, a Portland, Oregon that spent $5 million to poison its residents with toxic fluoride. Just incredible. Look at this AP interview with President Obama. Obama calls Romney's ideas extreme. Really, that he helped with the insurance companies write what you adopted as the fascist government health care plan? It's not even socialist. It's a con job run by the insurance companies who aren't free market, who are monopoly groups. What about No Child Left Behind? He supported that. You support that. Government federalization, more of schools. You supported carbon taxes. He supports that. He supports semi-auto bans. You support that. He supports abortion in the past. You support that. He supported the NDAA. You support that, Obama. He supported the Patriot Act extension. You supported that. He supported amnesty for illegal aliens. You've done that by fiat. He supported shutting down power plants that aren't insiders. He supports all this globalism that makes the ultra-rich exempt from taxes. He supports all the corporate welfare you support. I mean, other than rhetoric, yeah, he doesn't come out and say you didn't build that. You're there to kind of promote open communism at the grassroots to get everybody used to it. And then he's there to play the part of the alternative. So people think they have place to run. It's kind of like the cartoon where the cat puts the fake theater entrance in front of its mouth with two different entrances so that the mouse feels like it has a choice of which entrance it goes in, but it still goes down the cat's mouth. Like an old Tom and Jerry, isn't it? I'm sure many of you have seen that. That'd be a good still to find on the web and make a cartoon out of, anyway, political cartoon out of. So, our civilization is crumbling. I was this morning reading education numbers in the U.S. and how they keep going down, 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 down. Literacy down, 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 down. And then I've got the Department of Education documents. They're all in the book we sell, Deliberate Dumbing Down, the new edition by the former head of policy at the Department of Education, Charlotte Iserby. And in there, it said in the 50s and 60s, people are too educated, they're too informed, we're going to dumb them down. Back then, people went to school 8 months out of the year. Now it's 9 months, 10 months. They want to get rid of, as I was mentioning, summer vacation period. And now they're trying to put two-year-olds and three-year-olds in the government, pre-K, which will compete with the regular daycare centers that should be teaching basic reading, writing, and arithmetic, and the parents should be. But they've all been taught that's not cool to do. Just give your kids at age 2 to the state so they can have all the vaccines and all the aspartame and have the Department of Defense cameras watching them in public schools nationwide. Don't believe me, just type it in. San Antonio, New York, you name it. AI computers watching them, cameras in the bathrooms. And now, citywide, the Austin Independent School District is going to put GPS trackers on the kids, not just when they're in school, when they're out of school. Yeah, but the government loves us, so drink your fluoride and take your shots.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the wild man, the crazy man. When I see the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the chairman openly before Congress, the House and the Senate, in three different meetings and last year in a letter from the president, tell him that NATO now commands our military, I get upset. When I see hundreds of financial publications announce world government has been established, and the head of the EU, the head of England, all the major globalist heads, the CFR, announce we've been conquered and actually laugh at us and rub it in, I get upset. When the city where I live has shut down two of the city-owned power plants, doubling prices, and is now going to shut the third mega plant down, and I watch my power bills explode, and I watch poor people go bankrupt, I get angry. But again, I'm a bad person. when people are cheating me and screwing me politically and financially and laughing at me in my face, I get angry. Because it is a bad thing in a culture that has just given up and that is in a trance zombie state to care and be involved. But I know you, the listeners of this worldwide broadcast, you haven't given up. And you see people starting to wake up out of their mind-numb stupor. And we can see people go from being completely brain-dead and totally unaware to waking up overnight. That's why we're planting seeds. Sometimes they wake up right away. Sometimes they wake up in 5 years. Sometimes they never wake up. But more often than not, people are waking up. And you hear them call in. They go, I'm a police officer. I woke up 14 months ago. And they want to tell you when they woke up. Or I'm an Air Force officer. Or I'm a school teacher and I woke up. Or I'm a lawyer. Or I'm a state representative and I woke up. Because it is waking up. You're like, whoa. Sometimes it's walking out in your backyard and a police drone's taking video of you. Other times your child comes home and says, yeah, we were told to tell the school what's in the medicine cabinet. And you haven't done anything wrong, but you're like, in America, the school wants to know what's in my medicine cabinet? Ladies and gentlemen, we are so far down the rat hole. But here's the good news. We can always stop going down the rat hole and start back anytime we want. The globalists relish and crave control. They crave you being in the dark. They crave you not being aware. I have what I can only describe as a lust, but lust is a sin. So, but that's the only way I can describe an absolute overdriving relish to unlock minds. I absolutely cannot stand scam artists. I absolutely cannot stand bullies. I absolutely love seeing people successful. I just love it. I'll say it again. I'm a fan of man, to quote Al Pacino playing the devil in Devil's Advocate with Keanu Reeves. Great movie. But, you know, there's a lie there. When the devil says I'm a fan of man, he's not. The devil hates mankind and wants to kill mankind. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Because we're made in the image of the Creator. The angels aren't, ladies and gentlemen. Now, again, even if you don't believe in God and see that more as an archetype, the point is the people we're fighting operate just like the fallen angels that are described in the Bible and every other ancient culture. The people running things love to see famine and death and war and starving children. You see innocence and want to protect it, they want to shake it around by the neck like a crocodile grabbing a baby dog. That's what they're looking for. That's what they want. And I'm now ranting. We're going to go to your phone calls until Joe Farah joins us. We'll take calls when Farah's on with us as well. But we'll clear the phone decks at that time once he's on so you can call in on the specific issues we're covering for your questions for him. But here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. One big program note, then I'll hit a smattering of other news and then go to your calls. Here is the final official version of InfoWars Magazine. We did multiple prints. Notice one is smaller than the other, more square. Notice that has a, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, has an orange arrow. The final one has a blue one. The 40,000 of you that ordered in bulk the magazine, it's being shipped out to you now. We had to stop there. In 36 hours, we sold, let's be technical, 36,000 copies because we held back 4,000 so that when we come out with subscriptions next month, you can get the first issue and the next 12. That'll be how it works. Whoever said 13 was unlucky. That's our first 13 colonies, first 13 stars. The point is that you can still get the final product, a free digital copy, at InfoWars.com/newsletter because so many people have been requesting it. Our office has been inundated. There's one way to get it. InfoWars.com/newsletter. Sign up, put your email in. It's free. You'll get our daily news briefings, special videos, everything sent to you daily, but also we'll just keep adding it, I guess, every time the email goes out so that everybody can get it, because people just keep asking and asking and asking. So InfoWars.com/newsletter. And we're trying to figure out shipping, where we're going to ship this outside the office, because obviously if we can sell 36,000 in 36 hours, that's about 1,000 an hour. I never thought of that, but it took 36 hours, day and a half, to sell out 36,000. And I'm sure a lot of that's interest that it's the first edition, but once you get it, I mean, what a tool to wake people up. We're only going to print 50,000 this next run, the October issue that'll be done in late September. But I'm digressing. Unless I can find, and I guess I'm getting into the newspaper business, I got to figure out who you use off-site, how they do the labeling, how you can keep it affordable for the subscriptions. And this is our answer to the Internet kill switch. You know, we're dominating the web thanks to you spreading the word and our hard work. And the fact that I'm angry and cut through people's Stockholm syndrome. And if you're a new listener and don't know what Stockholm syndrome is, people get kidnapped. And about 40% of the time, studies show, depending on the culture, they end up serving and defending their abusers and kidnappers. I don't call it Stockholm. I call it total cowardice. You see, I've discovered that cowards play mind games with themselves and tell themselves that somehow they're still winning. Because cowardice has more to do with denial and delusion than even cowardice. A coward is so afraid that they're about to be marched into a pit and shot in the back of the head that they run in and hold their hat and even bow politely to those that are about to shoot them, when I would have already attacked the people long before and wouldn't be in that position. Or if they would have somehow gotten me to that sandbank and that mass grave full of bodies that were already shot and were telling me and 10 more guys to run down there and be shot, I probably would act groveling, and then I would leap at someone and rip their throat out. Not because I'm a tough guy, but because I'm an animal, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in my natural form or close to it, which they've tried to engineer out of you. Any mammal out there, when cornered, will get its hair up and get its teeth out and will attack you in a piranha mode. Not because a raccoon's tough or strutting around acting tough. Not because a wolf is tough. Not because a bear is tough. Not because a badger is tough. It's just going to fight you. And we've got to get to that point and rediscover, when we're cornered under attack, to not cower and roll over. Because, ladies and gentlemen, rolling over is not going to protect you unless you're a possum. And by the way, the possum's one of the only animals, a marsupial, that can roll over and a lot of times not be eaten. And do you know why they do that? Do you know why they do that? Because they secrete out of glands something that smells like they're poisonous and sick. That's the other part of the equation. So it works for them some of the time because they stink so bad. They don't smell tasty. So rolling over doesn't protect you. And from birth, everybody's taught to comply. I watch. I people watch. And they're childlike. They're goofy. They're giggly. They just want everything to be happy. And you know what? That is a recipe. That's the equivalent of going off the coast of San Diego for a month straight and dumping rotten chicken blood in the water. Do you know what will come if you roll over and act like a limp-wristed, chicken-necked coward who just begs to have their life run? The biggest, baddest, meanest shark is going to swim 50 miles if they have to and will show up. You dump blood in the water long enough, big old sharks are going to show up. And we don't have a Bill of Rights or Constitution or Declaration of Independence anymore. We don't have a shark cage anymore. You are swimming around in the ocean, in the Pacific Ocean, off the coast of California, filled with great white sharks, in a giant sack of rotten fish heads and monkey guts. And that's why you're in so much trouble, because you are a mark. This whole country is seen by the globalist as the dumbest, most prepared to be raped people the world has ever seen. And you know why you were the dumbest and the most ready to be raped? Because we were the freest, so we produced so much wealth, we became spoiled brats. And now it is a religion to be a spoiled brat. It is a religion. People wear it like an armor. I told the story on the radio yesterday, but I'll tell it briefly and go to your calls. I wanted to surprise the Sunday crew, and I'd never gone to this. I'd eaten it before, but I'd never gone there. I always tell stories and too much to tell. There's this soup peddler place that has soup and sandwiches. So I pull in there. I put in the order. I'm sitting there waiting about 10 minutes for it. And five copies of my magazine are left from, I guess, 100 that got left there a few days before. Pretty darn good. The other publications were big stacks. So my newspaper/magazine's almost gone. I go, yeah, let me read that. I'm like, oh, this is the edition, the first run that had typos in it. Let me look at that. So I'm opening it up, and I'm sitting there like this. And some people walk up and pick up one of the copies and go, ooh, Alex Jones, cool. They don't see me sitting there because my hair is all disheveled. I've been swimming laps and exercising. My wife had left with the kids. I'd gone over there about to go to work. I got changed here at the office, but side issue. I'm all disheveled, sunglasses on, hair in my face, sitting out there in the 100-degree heat, loving every minute of it. And they're like, oh, cool, Alex Jones, this guy and his girlfriend go over and order, blah, blah, blah. But then a little trendy comes over with his girlfriend, and he goes, ooh, no, oh, no, not an Alex Jones magazine. Ooh. And all of a sudden, they're looking at it, and I'm right here by the racks, a little area outside the set. There's no inside at that place. And he goes, ooh, and sees me. Ooh, actually makes a little, because they make that as their call, that I've rolled over, I've given in to everything, I'm complying. Just like that Facebook, cue it up, folks, the Facebook face deals, where the guy goes, oh my gosh, it's so fun to be background scanned by Defense Department. He was talking, he goes, oh my god, he makes a little, and he turned, literally, and I'm going, and I don't even look at him. I just hear him going, and she goes, what? Because she makes the noise, like we're groveling, kill us. You know, the New World Order wants to kill us. We want to be killed. We're cool. We want Plandopolis. So they make the noise. We're dehumanized. And they turn and start whispering, making these noises. They're going, that's him. And they're going, and they start going, hee. So I get my stuff at the trendy place. This is on the way to work. And I'm getting in my car, and they're laughing at me as I'm getting in my car, and they're waiting for their food. And I'm putting the food in, the soup in and stuff. And I turn back, and they've got hula hoops, because I guess they have a little trendy area there for hula hooping. And they're sitting there hula hooping and giggling at me. And I thought, that is the spirit of the New World Order. I don't want them drinking fluoride. I don't want foreign banks robbing them. I don't want world government. And they are laughing at me, hula hooping, getting into the fact that they don't care about anything. And so this is their God. This is what mind control is. Here it is.
Check-ins gone mainstream. Check-ins provide a powerful mechanism for businesses to deliver discounts to loyal customers.
Back this up. If you're watching on TV, the way the woman walks, these trendies all walk like a robot. On purpose, with their hands at their side, and the nerdlier you can, it's like nerds have taken over.
We ask ourselves,
and they're going,
Facebook check-ins gone mainstream. Check-ins provide,
and they're going to show you that the world is theirs, and they're going to force you with this stuff in your face. Please turn it off. But I mean, but it actually shows in the video, and I'm telling you, in Austin, in the trendy areas, this is exactly how they act. They even walk the same and everything. I went, and I'm just like, my gosh, these are victims. It felt good to be laughed at by them at a certain level, but also bad for them. Oh, my gosh, Alex Jones. Oh, no. And he went, and dropped it like, Yeah, reality is invading, punk, and it ain't going away. All right, I'm done. I'm going to stop ranting. Get it? At Infowars.com/newsletter. Sign up for it. Just put your email in. Not even a name is needed. And we will send you this and then pay it forward. Send it on to everybody else. That's the digital copy. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Ernest in Washington. I'm sorry to digress, but that's a true story I just told you. Both the guy confronting me about exposing the fluoride in their water at CVS, the manager, and the people upset that that I have a magazine. What do you think of that?
Oh, hello?
Yes, Ernest, you're on the air worldwide, sir.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Well, I'll tell you my own personal experience with Facebook. When the Iowa caucuses started, I was a fervent Ron Paul supporter.
And for my post, they suspended
me for 90 days, got me through the caucuses and everything quite nicely. That really wasn't what I was calling about, though. What I was calling about is I've recently moved to the state of Washington out to the coast. I bought e-foods. I have my own garden. I collect oysters and clams and cherries.
That's not
gotten trendy. Off of the grid. No, I'm sorry. But there's no birds here, Alex. And I was wondering if you know anything how the radiation from Fukushima is affecting that out here.
Yeah, no, the seals. We told everybody, just not that I'm a scientist. I had scientists on, but we could see the first currents from the East Coast, but then it's actually to the east. On the coast side, the side facing the Pacific of Fukushima, we knew it would take about 2-3 months for that to get to Alaska first. Now it started hitting. Well, tell you what, stay there. We're going to come back. This is a very important subject that you've raised. We'll get Farrah on at 8 after, so we'll have a segment and another segment with CJ and Ghost and Jerry and Denise and others. We'll come back to Ernest and talk about this. Yeah, the airline pilots' hair pretty much all falling out in Alaska. The seals are dying. The fish are dying.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking the children day by day.
start ranting and raving because I'm like a raccoon that you come in the garage and it looks at you. You ever left your garage open? You walk in, there's a big old raccoon sitting there. It looks real friendly and slow. But if you start aggressively coming over towards it, it will hiss at you and rush at you, snapping and clawing. And so I'm just a normal mammal, bunch of tyrants running things. I'm hissing and clawing and snapping. Yeah, because I'm got a survival instinct. And, yeah, guys, will you actually pull up or print, since he mentions it, seals dying, hair falling out of airline attendants. I'll be unpolitically correct, stewardesses. And their hair's fallen out, and radiation levels have gone up. And it turned out that yellow and bluefin tuna had already come across the ocean. And just 4 months after Fukushima, the feds were testing the fish and still letting you eat it. Just huge levels of different radioactive isotopes because five reactors blew up, three of them completely. Much bigger than Chernobyl. But hey, back then, you know, they said take precautions. Now they just said, hey, we're raising the level of what's safe. After all, that's what's trending. That's what's cool, is to not be threatened by real threats, but to be threatened by fake threats and to have no common sense. You know, like, here's the, I'm talking about this with Joseph Farah. Britain and U.S. plan a Syrian revolution from the innocuous office block in Istanbul. Here's another one. Libyan commander admits fighters are Al-Qaeda. So that's one in Telegraph, too. So, I mean, it's all admitted. But I need to give my rights up because Al-Qaeda, who the government got on the plane with the underwear bomber drugged and who the government criminally runs. But I'm not supposed to be able to make that distinction. Hey, you run Al-Qaeda, but I need to give my rights up. You just want to take my rights. You're criminal. Or, hey, radiation levels went up all over the U.S., but you just raised them and said they're safe. See, we've entered the elite themselves are delusional. I'm sorry, Ernest. Ernest, you're on the air. Finish your point about no birds there. A lot of that's the aluminum dioxide. Bird numbers are way down. A lot of the trees on the West Coast are dying. And it's all part of the geoengineering program we're going to talk about in the third hour. It's real sad that aluminum levels in the soils are going up everywhere. But don't worry, Monsanto is going to come out with every tree and plant there is with new seeds that have been engineered to survive it. Isn't that nice of them?
That's wonderful, Alex. The situation is that we've had this property for a number of years. There's always been finch, blue jays, thrush, robins. There's none of those this year.
That's a conspiracy theory. I told you in the future, if someone says women once breastfed, they'll be arrested. I'm not joking. If people in the future say that humans ever walked without robotic aid, they'll be arrested. But, I mean, lifetime neural implants won't even let you say it in the future, which they're now announcing. It's over. Humans aren't going to space. It's the end of humanity. The globalists plan on exterminating everybody except for a few of them that are going to merge with computers. That's their stated plan. Yes, they're killing everything.
Well, and the other thing is with the weather manipulation, they've managed to make it so my tomatoes are just flowering now. My pumpkins are just flowering now. Everything is behind at least 2 months in my garden. So whether I'm going to get anything by the time the season's over or not, we'll see.
Well, I mean, they said weather would be used as a weapon. State Department ran them 200, and they are, and they admit they're chemtrailing and doing everything they can. And don't worry, they're coming out with hundreds of GMO crops that'll only be able to grow. So isn't that a nice thing by them? I mean, they're good people.
Well, my tomatoes have a lot of pretty flowers. That's all I can say.
Well, sir, you need to just understand that the New World Order knows best. These are good people. So drink lots of fluoride. If you live near Oregon, go drink some. They're going to pay to have you drink it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.